I've done many, many years of study in the book of Genesis, especially the first four chapters. I am very fascinated with those first four chapters. And my goal has been this time is to go almost word by word by word in Hebrew, what those words mean. I think it's been beneficial for most people to take a look at it. And last week, what was the key thing? You remember what people said? I said, what was the key thing I wanted you to pay attention to last week?
Ora.
I'm sorry, what?
Ora.
Ora. Ora. Right? What's ora?
Light.
Light. All right. And how did light come about? What's the Hebrew word? Vayomer Elohim. Vayomer Elohim. Keep those words in mind. We went through a series of scriptures. Now, I know that in Hebrew, there is a reason why there is repeated many times is so that you have a rhythm going and you remember the entire thing. And sometimes it's looked at it from that point, and we can kind of ignore all those repetition words if we want to and and just get to the point. But I want to show you, and I showed you last week, that when God repeats himself so many times, Genesis, this particular one of Vayomer, Elohim, there was God speaks. It's last week's now, so just understand what I'm saying. He repeated himself in the first chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Vayomer Elohim. So, I mean, when God speaks, something happens.
Yes.
Right? When he speaks, something occurs. Something moves. Something is in the movement and comes about. Right?
Yes.
Now, verse 3, says something a little bit different. I'm sorry, verse 4. We're in verse 4. Volume matter. No, that's what it says. What does it say? And God did what?
Saw.
Okay, now we're going to have a repetition here of that. Okay? Now, before we get to the word to see, I want to use a word you all know. Israel. All right? Now, it can be pronounced as Ish-Rael. Ish is what? Man. Ish, ra, is see. Ish, ra, el. Man sees Elohim. Okay? It's an easy way to remember his name. It's an easy way to fascinate. You remember, Israel, or Israel, is a God-given name.
Right.
Okay, and so therefore, and what did Jacob say? We won't go there today. He says, and I am alive. Man sees God, and I'm still alive. So you're in the presence of the power of the universe, and the universe is not out to kill him. The universe is out to convert him. So Israel, or Israel, is a converted name. It's a oneness name that is holy. Why is it holy? Because it came out of the mouth of the Creator of heaven and earth. And so what he says, what is your name? Your name is going to be what?
Israel.
Wow. And he said, Vayomer. Here, now, he does something a little bit different. Vayyar. Vayyar. Vayyar Elohim. Vayyar. Remember it said Israel? The Yadar means to see. Or the Ra'ah. It's a resh, an aleph, and a hey. Ra'ah. Ra'ah is meaning to see, to visualize something. And what's so fascinating about this particular section, and when we talk about this, we're going to find out what God sees. Actually, God speaks. Now he sees. We'll go through some of these scriptures. You understand? It's a repetition of it. Yes, it's repetition. And the very important part about repetition is it's telling us something that God does. It's not just a tale or a quick summary of how things came about. He's actually using certain very special words. All right? Now, see has a lot of different meanings. See also, of course, could mean to perceive, to have a vision, to have understanding, all those kind of things that come up with. But we're talking about here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. Vayater. Va is the word and. Yater is see. Vayater. And Vayater Elohim et, which you don't have that in your English translation. So it's a direct object. So God is looking directly at something. What he sees has an effect upon what he's looking at. Do you understand what I'm saying? He sees something, and what he sees, it has an effect upon what he is seeing. We want the Alphane, the law, the God that has face to shine upon us, right? We want that to shine. He wants us to look at him. Or actually, he wants to look at us, right? So when the face of God looks upon you, what does he see? Okay? What does he see? Now remember, God's not going to see what you think he sees. And here we're going to look in chapter 1, verse 4 here. He sees something. If he sees you, he's going to see something. What should he see?
Kitov.
He should see it is good. Now that's what God wants to look at. Do you think God likes to look at things that are ugly?
No.
Nasty? Horrible? No, he turns his back against all that. Okay, he doesn't look upon that. You want God to look upon your face? Guess what you got to do? Toh. He wants, because that means he's looking at you. He wants to look at your face, and he's looking. You want God's face to shine upon you? Great. That's wonderful. Now, we have this wonderful thing is, he will say, remember what Jesus said? Well, good, thy faithful servant. Right? That's what you want to hear, right?
Yes.
But the only way you can hear that is when he sees. So God sees. All right? Now that which is not holy, he has nothing to do with. He doesn't try to straighten out that which is unholy. He just eliminates it. He gets rid of it. Excuse me. Bare Elohim et Haor. Boy, I can't pronounce it right now. Haor Kitov. And God saw, what's that word? Haor? The light. And what did he see? Direct object. Tov. It is good. So we're going to go through some words today. Just this first part. We'll have the second part as well. Just remember that God sees. Before we go through all that, I want you to just stay right there at Genesis chapter 1. How many times God sees? Remember I told you how many times God saw? Now we're going to pay attention to how many times God sees. Genesis 10. Genesis 1, rather, verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw it was good, or va Elohim. Vayar Elohim. Vayar Elohim. Get used to those words. Vayar Omer. What does that mean? And God said, well, that's what Vayomer means, God said. Now we're at this one, and we're saying what? Vayar, Vayar, I can't pronounce it right. Vayar Elohim. Not Vayar, 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 I'll get that out, right? Ishra. So I remember how to pronounce it, Ishra. Ya. Vayar Elohim. Esau was good. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seeds, and after its kind, the tree yielding seeds, whose seed was in itself after its kind, and God saw it was good. So now he looks at these things he has created, has brought forth, or is being brought forth, and he says, what do you say about them? It's good. Now, because see, God didn't create anything that's not good. Okay? Didn't create anything that is out of place. He didn't create anything that's in tohu vavohu, in chaos and confusion. Verse 18. Talk about the sun. And to rule over the day and rule over the night, to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw it was good. What's the word for darkness? Hoshech. Hoshech. You have to use those words because it's a very important word to knowing what Hoshech means. It means darkness. Somebody talked about that before? When the light came, Hoshech had disappeared. God does not work in Hoshech. God always works in order, in light. He is a light. He's a father of light. He sees everything. He does not work in darkness. There's no dark side of God, right? And so when God brought forth these things, he said, oh, this is good. Vayater Elohim. Vayater Elohim. And basically, and saw God. That's basically a direct Hebrew. Remember, the verb comes first. All right. Verse 21. And God created the great whales and every living creature that moves, which the water brought forth abundantly after their own kind, and every winged fowl after its kind, and God saw. Vayeter Elohim. So God really has eyes, doesn't he? He really sees. Now what he sees, he wants to see that which is holy and just and good. The reason why the Messiah came was for what reason? To bring us out of Hoshech. To bring us out of Hoshech. Remember it says in the book of John that he is the light. The Messiah is the light which brings and comes forth in darkness, shines upon the darkness, and that everything can be seen. So now God sees. What did he see first? No, we don't want to talk about this particular verse. He saw about the order. The order was good. Why was it good? What did order do? What happened to order? What was the process of the order coming through?
It erased Hoshech.
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 Hoshech. Okay? It removes Hoshech. It removes darkness. It removes, remember the Apostle Paul talked about that we are not the Hoshech of the world. We are the order of the world. Therefore, we will not be caught off guard as ones who is a thief in the night. And the Messiah is going to be called the thief of the night because he is going to come upon Hoshech. And we, if we know and worship him and understand what he has, we will not be terrified. It will not be a shock to us, as the Apostle Paul said there in Thessalonians, that we will be always ready. Why? Because we live in the order. We live in the light. We are part of the light. We are connected to the light. All right, so this particular verse 4, is talking about what God saw, and he saw what? The light. He saw the light was good. Why? What did the light do? It brought forth, illuminated Hoshech. So when God looks at you and sees you, what does he see? Darkness is not there. Okay? Hoshech is not part of your world. Hoshech, you came out of. You were once in Hoshech. You once were in darkness. You once were out of. But when the order came, or the Messiah came, the light came, guess what took place? Tov. came upon and said, oh, I like that one. Look what the light did. Look what the aura did. The aura did something. It actually brought about
good.
It brought about good. Isn't that interesting? Let's continue on here, though, because I want to get used to that word.
Richard, you know, it's interesting because Yeshua says in the Gospels, somebody said to him, good teacher, and he said, only God is good. And that is linking back to that.
Back to the Torah. Okay, so in the beginning it tells you the end. In the beginning it tells you everything. It's a whole story in the world, whole story of the entire world is all wrapped up in the first chapter. Everything in the history of mankind is wrapped up in the first chapter of Genesis. You know the plan of God. You can understand where he's going. We haven't gone yet very far, have we? We're only on the fourth verse. But we also know the plan of God which is within the 6 days is also the Moedim. We know that. History tells you that. And it tells you. So God, way in the very beginning, tells you the entire plan of how he's going to have the restoration. He is the one that's going to be the restoration of all things. We get to be part of it.
Yes.
But without him, there is no restoration of anything.
Amen.
We've talked about this last week. Sometimes when you come up with a wonderful plan or idea, and you did a work, and you read your work, and it was a real difficult thing, and all of a sudden, oh, I got the answer, and you feel real good about yourself. You forget something. Creator reveals information to you.
That's right.
Every single moment of your life.
Amen.
There are times which, you know, I'm a draftsman by trade. I draw these things and computerize things, and I stick there, and what's wrong with this computer? It didn't work out right. So I says, okay, I really do taste God. I say, God, show me what's wrong here. Bam, 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 straighten it all out. And I says, thank you. Because you know why I know it works? The next day, I have the same problem, same thing. I says, I forgot. So I ask him again. Oh, he straightens it all out. So rely upon him for everything in my life. Everything I do, I ask him. A lot of you people know when you lost something. And you pray about it, and lo and behold, there it is. What happens? That's the beauty of God. That's why I like him. Hope you do too. Genesis chapter 1, verse 25. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after his kind, and everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind, and what? Vayara Elohim. And you say, wait a minute. Snails, slugs, creepy, crawly things? He says, oh, that's good. And we say, oh. Because, see, we are such in the mind of flesh and blood. We don't even, not mind flesh and blood, but we have a tendency to think about all the horrible things they do to our plants. And so we wipe out, kill them all off. But God uses those things because they're good. Why would God use them for? Well, we will go there because I'm not at that verse yet. I won't talk about creepy crawly things yet. 30, the last verse, 31, Genesis 31. Vayara Elohim, everything that he had made, and behold, very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. The sentence starts out with, and he saw. Or and it's present tense, by the way, in Hebrew, it's present tense. So let's go back. It's present tense. All right, it's not past tense. All right. First, start out with verse number 4. And God, says past tense, saw. No, God sees light and good. Lightness doesn't come and go. He sees light and he sees it's good. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's present tense, ing form. Or not ing form, but present tense form. Not past tense. Why is it written in past tense? Because we in English don't understand God in the present tense. We understand God in the past tense. We were raised up as the little children. All we're reading, and God said, and God saw, and God did. We don't say God says, God sees, God does, God makes. We look at it in the past tense. Hebrew does not have a real good past tense into it, and a lot of verbs. It's present tense, a lot of them. Let's go back here to verse 10. And God said to dry land, earth, and gather together the waters, and God sees it's good. God still sees what he has created. God still sees what he's done. He still sees that it's good. Now, we may pollute it, but he sees, oh, you know. And he also mentioned, anybody destroys my eretz, my ha-eretz, I will destroy them. That's a word of God. He's gonna say, you don't like this world, you don't like this ha-eretz that I created, you don't like the ha-shamim that I created. If you don't like it, you try to destroy it, guess what? It ain't gonna be destroyed. I'm going to get rid of you. And I'll redo, reface, I'll restore as it was in the beginning. I will restore it back to where, because God did not create Hashemayim in unholiness. God did not create Hashemayim in Hoshech. God did not create Haaretz in Tohu Vohu. God did not create Haaretz in Hoshech. He created for holiness. Everything God created in the beginning was created for holiness, including you and me. Scripture is very clear. It says, God said, we said that before, right? Or God says, I created man for one thing, two things, holiness, righteousness, and holiness. God didn't create man and say, well, let's see what they do. Let's experiment with them. Let's find out whether or not they can really live. No, he didn't create them with a flaw. Now, we have sometimes in our thinking and our background that God does and has and perhaps didn't really do a very good job. All right? But the truth is, he did a tov. He did a very tov job. I mean, that's what his word says, right? Everything I've ever done, I saw and it was what? We haven't got the word tov yet, but I saw it was good. So we start seeing in the first chapter here, we're seeing present tense, how God sees things that he did, including creating the creepy crawly things. And of course, which was the other one, but it's et ha'ar. Et means the, has to be in, it's a direct object. It's a Hebrew. And et is the, eight rather, is the beginning of the Hebrew alphabet, aleph. And the tov is the last word, last letter, means from beginning to end. We know that in Greek, it's alpha and omega. The phrase alpha and omega comes from Hebrew, aleph tov. Yes.
I just think it's funny that in Hebrew, a lot of Hebrew-speaking people can't quite figure out why et is
why
around.
Is et,
and yet, for a believer, it makes more sense because we know that from the Aleph Tov or from the Omega, Alpha to Omega.
I'm the beginning and I'm the end.
Term.
Yep. Now, the next phrase is ki tov. And now some of your translations probably have another word there. What does And God saw the light, that it was good. Probably somebody translated this word that. All right. What other translation has that word? Any other word? We got a little fun with this word, Kiev. Key does not mean yes, by the way. Key is a kind of interesting word. It's in Hebrew. It is a participle. And basically, it has to do with yet, indeed, when, because, and so on and so forth. But most of the time, it's been translated to a very interesting word. Yes?
Because mine's New King James, it was, is italicized, which is not there. So it says that good.
That good, right.
That good.
The word that, not a very good word either. Because that is, has a word that kind of like saying this and that and them and those. It's like a pronoun. Okay? And it really should not be a pronoun. All right? It sounds like it should be there. So in our English, we have tried to figure out what is it God really trying to say. So he used a pronoun to describe order. Okay, that's all it was. But let's look at Hebrew for a while, okay? Because God's already done something here. He's already saw something here, or he sees something here. And it's very interesting. I'm not going to go very far in this one. You'll get the picture of it. Let's go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he rested from all his works which God created and made. Where's the key?
Which?
It's in the word because. Because. Now that's interesting. That's a little bit different word, isn't it, than the word that.
Yeah.
Different word than the word which. Different word than a preposition. I mean a pronoun. It has to do with says he sanctified it because he sanctified it. Key that it and in it he had made it because. Simple little English. Now let's go back there to verse four of chapter 1. It says, and God saw the light because good. Oh, that, now that's a better definition, isn't it? Because, yes.
Well, when we dance, the ki le olam kasdo, it's because
yes.
His mercy endures forever.
Right, it's because.
Before his mercy.
No, so it's kind of interesting here. Now, the light is good because. So it's a little bit different definition, isn't it, than the word that. I'll go another place here. Genesis chapter, the very same chapter, Genesis 2, verse 23. And Adam said, now this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Just that she was taken out of man was it's a fact. No, it's because. Now, God said something that when he did this, he said it was told. It wasn't a mistake when God created the woman out of the man, but it because, why? It was good. It was holy. It was just. If God created the woman out of the dirt, then there would be two separate beings, two separate courses, two separate directions. And that's not what he's after. God, we'll go in the word divide here a little later. I think I get that word today. Chapter 3, verse 10. Chapter 3, verse 10. This is Adam speaking. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. And God saw the light because it was good. Not that is good, just a fact. Well, because. A big is a bigger word, isn't it? Better definition. So this word is translated as because probably 460 some odd times than the word, any other word that's been translated. But the word because of the chapter, very same chapter, Genesis 3, verse 17. And God said unto the serpent, because you have done this. See, there's reasons behind everything. Let's go back to verse 1, chapter 4, chapter 1, verse 4. And God saw the light because it was good. Didn't see the light that was good. He saw the light because it was good. Now, does it have a better, more powerful definition in your mind? Oh, no, it's just kind of neat to look at Hebrew and see exactly what those words really mean. Now, we have to care with Hebrew, too. You have to make sure it's in the text, what it means. But I'm playing on this one because I actually like the word because better. Got more reason behind it all. Well, the light is good. Well, yeah, of course. Why? Because it's good. Because God did what? He called forth, or he said, Vayomer Elohim Or. Vayomer Elohim Ha'or. Va'et Ha'or Elohim. Va'et Ha'or. God said, light, and light is. Or God said, is light, and light is. That's the simplest English breaking down of that sentence you can get in the third verse. God's really not a person with a lot of words. That is, long sentences, a lot of prepositions, a lot of adjectives, a lot of adverbs. He just kind of says, this is my verb, this is what I did, and that's what happened. That's why anybody can figure out how God thinks. So just kind of look at the Hebrew and just, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense. Simple. Instead of trying to have a big, huge argument about it. Vayomer Yahweh Elohim said unto the serpent, Key, thou hast done this. Verse 17. And to Adam he said, Key, thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. Because. It's an effect. Almost like it's a cause and effect thing, isn't it? So when God called forth the light, there was an effect. Cause and effect took place. What took place? It was good. It was good. It was Tov. All right? Tov. Interesting word. It's a verb sound. It generally means it's to be good or to make good or to make well. It's basically the verb form of it. Simplicity of the thing. Genesis chapter 1. We'll go back to the very same verse we had before, right? Genesis chapter 1, verse 10. By the way, the other definition for this is to be pleasant, to be delightful, and to be pleasing. The word tov. To be pleasant, be delightful, and to be pleasing. That means something about the order, right? The order was what? It, because it was pleasant, it was delightful, and it was pleasing. And what did God say? I create all things for what? My pleasure. Right? So when he called forth the light, it was to please him, make him happy, make him joyful, make him feel better. Well, not feel better. He didn't feel better. He just was better. All right. So back to verse 10 on Genesis 1, verse 10. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. Now, what does it say there in Hebrew? Bara Elohim et Haoder Ki Tov. Vayader Elohim et Haoder Ki Tov. Because it was good. Because it was pleasant. Because it was delightful. We just talk about this word light, right? But here we saw here all the things that you see in this repetition thing that seems repetitiously. Why don't you just get to the point? He is telling us everything, every detail that he has done was kitov. It was delightful. I liked it. I wanted it. It's my pleasure. And when he came and he created man, who was the last one in the series, he did it because it was delightful. It was pleasant. It was wonderful. God did not make a mistake when he saw what he has done, or what God sees, what he's doing, and he is delighted in it. Because it does something. Everything that we've gone through, we went through the word order, it does something. It brings about the Messiah. It brings about, gets rid of Hoshech, gets rid of darkness. There's no part. God is, there's not a dark side of God, by the way. God's always worked in order. He's always worked in order. Darkness is a result of some me, you, me, everybody who wants to no longer look at the order. And you run away from it. But you can't remain in the Hoshech. You're going to have to see the light, whether you want to or not. And if you still refuse, then you will remain to cease to exist. The Bible is very clear about the order. I will lock the light out of you. I lit your light. I am the one that lights every person, every man, every child. I am the one that lit the light. And I am the one that will put that light out. I am the one who lights your light. I am the one who will blow it out. Remove it. Like that candlestick. Book of Revelations. If you do not hear what I say, if you're not voer, if you're not listening to me, I'm going to remove that candlestick. What do you think he's going to do with it? Put it in the drawer? He's going to get rid of it. That ceased to be. Ceased to exist. It's gone. All right. Genesis chapter, well, back here, verse 12. Earth brought forth grasses and herbs, yielding seed after his own kind, and yielding seed, yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And here's this Hebrew phrase. Repeated again. The whole phrase is repeated all over again. And God saw, or God sees, that it was pleasing. Everything, the trees, the plants, the animals, when God sees, he sees something. He sees, and what he sees is good. Why? It pleases him. Remember, this is all for his purpose and not ours. And therefore, in our lives, we need to start looking at ourselves and say, and God looks upon me, when God sees me, what does he see? I hope it's because it's tov. I hope it's ki tov. When God sees me, ki tov. That's what you want. That's what I want. That's all people want. When God sees, he sees ki tov. Isn't that nice? Now what we have to do is, like, don't do like Adam did. What did Adam do? He hid himself. Ah.
Hoshech.
Hoshech. hid himself in darkness. Verse 18, and the rule of the day and the night, the two lights, to rule over the day and the rule over night, and to divide the night from darkness. And what did God say? I see that it's Ketov. Oh. See, we haven't reached that point yet, have we? We're not there in that verse yet, are we? We haven't gone to that point of what the sun does, what the moon does, and what the stars do for him to turn around and say, ah, ki tov, because it's good. Because it's good. And once again, in verse 21, and God saw the great whales and every living creature in the movements in the water, and after its own, the winged the fowl, the air, the birds. What did he say? I see this and is ketol, because it's good. It's not that it's good. It is because it is good. Different meaning on this powerful word. Yes?
I'm just thinking also, Richard, that what you've been saying then throws more light, no pun intended, but on when Yeshua said, men love the darkness because their deeds are evil, right? If their deeds were good, they would come into the light.
They would come
light. To me.
They would come, but when they come to the ore and say, oh, this is what I want to be. You
know?
Yeah. We mentioned that when Jesus also mentioned about stumbling. I'm a stumbling block.
Yeah.
You're going to fall upon me. Guess what? You're going to get hurt. But woe unto you if I fall on you. There's nothing left of you. And it says, oh, people who come to the light, to be right with God, to be correct with God, to be right with God. All right? If you come to this light of the order, you come to the light, you want to be right with God. You want to be holy with God. You want to be what the biblical terminology is, perfect with God. Mm. Use biblical thinking. Do not think human thinking. Because we think of perfection, there's not a flaw in it. Think what God says, because Jesus said what? Be you perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Well, I can't be him. Wait a minute. That's what we're out to become. Cannot the Creator of heaven and earth, cannot your Father look down upon you and say, Ketov? Well, that's what he wants to do, right? He has a desire to do that. He longed to do that. And he gave his only son in order that that could come about. That's his goal. His whole purpose. I would like for God to say Ketov. I know everyone in this room would like for God to say Ketov. Now the latter part of this, I think I can get... How can I do this, Dave? We started kind of late.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to run through the latter part of it. And God divided the light from the darkness. I'm not going to be able to hit on all of that. In fact, maybe I should wait until I get there. But I just want to hit the word divide. You've heard me say many times, in order for God to increase, he increases by not multiplying. He increases by dividing, separating. I can't get into that today because it's a little bit long, and I don't want to take up too much time. The division or dividing things is a very fascinating. He starts out from the very, we're talking about this part here in verse 4. There is a dividing taking place. He's dividing what? Hoshech from order. I'm not going to go into the detail here, but understand he's dividing it. He has separated it. And we know what it says, Scripture says, light cannot have fellowship with darkness. Order cannot have communication, thought, association with Hoshech. He cannot. And God said, oh, this is good.
I remind of the scripture where it said,
it's okay.
God is order,
And in him there is no hope.
No. That's right. That's right. I like the word Hoshech. It's a really unusual, odd word for us in English, but it kind of is a powerful word. Hoshech. You know, like, oh, Hoshech. What does order mean? What's the root word for order? No, the root. Shine. All that word came from a verb meaning to shine. We want God's face to shine upon us. We want God's order to shine upon us. It's the same word. Once in a verb form, it's to shine. When it's in a noun form, it's a light. Do you understand what I'm saying? It depends upon how it's used. Yes?
In Spanish, the word oro means gold.
Gold?
Gold.
Gold. Well, or about it. Gold has an or about it. It has a light about it. You know, that's true. A lot of things have light about it. You know, we use this in English too sometimes, that someone has a glow on their face or an aura about them. You know, and you've seen some of these Catholics symbols, and this halo, that's an aura over them. That's what we're supposed to represent. An aura, a light, is around them. Remember, I talked to you last week about when you read the book of Job, I think it was, that when you're walking, the light is behind you, the order is behind you, remember? Mm-hmm. Why? For others to see. You're a light of the world. No matter which direction you're going forward, the light's right behind you as well. They see which direction to go. Yes?
The mineral word for gold is aurum.
Aurum? Oh! Well, that's cool. See? That's fascinating. What did God say? All the gold is mine.
All the shine is his.
It doesn't belong to anybody else. He got them.